Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Christians in this country to appease the Muslims. And they are going to make their food halal food. And if you've ever read this one part in the Old Testament that's repeated over and over again and never made sense to you, now you're seeing it come into play. And so what am I talking about? The Bible's constant and repeated prohibition to eat food sacrificed to idols. And it says that all the time, to not eat food sacrificed to idols. And so you're thinking, what are they talking about? What's food sacrificed to idols? Something they put at an altar and sacrificed? And I don't know, I wouldn't eat it. But how would that pertain to us? You know, why would that be such a repetitive prohibition if it was something so ancient as actually put on an altar to a god? Well, it's called Hallel meat. And what they do is, it's interesting that Hallel, they call it Hallel, because Lucifer's name in heaven before he fell was what? Hallel. It was Hallel. And so interesting, the Muslims have halal food, which is food sacrificed, honored to Satan. So what they do is they go into these warehouses, and they pray over the food, and they pray east toward Mecca, and they bless the food to Allah. Now, the Muslims are trying to say that the Allah is a moon god is wrong, and it's a myth, and the Christians are wrong about Allah being the moon god, and blah, 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 blah. But we know that's exactly what it is. You know, I've seen Allah. Allah is a tall, gray alien. He travels in a starship called the Capricorn. And I've explained the Capricorn is a starship in space. You can see it. It's azure blue. It's 1 to 3 miles high. It's made of metal. It's not a rock planet or anything like that. It's made of metal. And it's a shaft. It's a phallus. It's shaped in the form of a phallus. So that's where Allah is for now. Allah is also part of what the New Agers call the Ashtar Command, the Galactic Federation. Satanists on Earth know them as the founders of the Brotherhood, the Great White Brotherhood, the Serpent Cult. That's all one and same beings. So I'm looking at this information on the Brotherhood, and I'm going to talk about it tonight because it's in our faces so blatant, and people don't realize how everything is so controlled around us. You know, how blatant Satan worship in our face. It doesn't matter if it's the New World Order regime or the New Age alien regime that's coming up behind it. It's all blatant Satanism, and it all starts with the very beings who are coming down from Earth to claim, or from the sky to claim that they're gurus and ascended masters, world teachers. You know, the Muslims are waiting for their 12th Imam. The Christians are waiting for the second return, the second coming of Yahushua ben David. Every religion, the Hindus, Buddhists, they're all waiting for something epic. And when the Ashtar command, these beings from this command, arrive to Earth, there's 12 to 13 right in the front part of them. They will have a member to fulfill every religion on Earth's prophecies. And I've worried about Sananda, because Sananda plays a dual role. Sananda is the Jesus. He goes by Asu Emmanuel, Sananda, Jesus. He's the one that the church, the Christians worship. Because when you see his picture, Michelangelo painted his picture, and the churches accepted it as the Son of God, as Jesus. Although none of them know what he actually looks like, they just kind of adopted the picture of him standing there in the pasture holding the sheep, or standing there like he's getting his portrait taken. That's actually Sananda. That was never Jesus Christ, the real Son of God. And his name was never Jesus Christ. And so that's why I always scream it's so important to just call him by his real name. Yehoshua ben David, Yehoshua, son of David. Yah in Hebrew means God. Shua means salvation. Yehoshua means God's salvation. So why did the church ever accept the translation from Yehoshua ben David to Jesus Christ for the Son of God? And the truth be known that will never be told is that when the KJV came out, the early Christians rejected it. Our brothers and sisters in the past, many of them died because they went on a war against the opposition to the KJV, especially the Jews. They outright rejected the translation, the hack job that they had done on the Torah in the Old Testament. They outright refused it. And there was a war, and there was a persecution against the Jews who rejected it and the early Christians who rejected it. They wouldn't accept the KJV. And so the one thing Lucifer's always saying is time's on his side. Time's gone aside. That generation died off. The next generation steps in. They start introducing the KJV as the holy book of a Christian religion. And as the ages went on, more and more and more embraced and accepted the KJV. What was once heavily rejected over time became accepted. That's why I encourage you folks to have a relationship with the living word. Some of you think that your relationship with the KJV is the focal point, is all that matters. That's not about religion, folks. It's not about how much you can quote Shakespeare. When you read the KJV itself, it was translated by Shakespeare, written by Shakespeare, British English. Do you think God talks like that? Do you think Yeshua talks like that? Do you think any of the angels talk like that? They don't speak in British English, folks. Have a relationship with the living word, with the Father himself. And ask the Lord for the truth in all things every day. Go on a journey of truth finding for the truth in all things, because that's definitely a journey. And you have to throw out so much of your indoctrination that you've been taught your entire lives, told your entire lives, if you want to know the truth. And ask for discernment every day. Some of you like being in error, so obviously you're not going to pray for the truth in all things. But for those of you who are worried that you are apostate and in error, then pray for the truth in all things and let the Father lead you into the truth. One thing about Venus, it's always been their secondary source to mimic heaven. And I've always said this about Venus, because that is, when you look at the sun worshippers of the ancient Babylonian cults and the ancient Egyptian cults, they would face the sun and pray. They were facing Venus, which is the planet closest to the sun. And this is the planet light of the morning star that was being referred to, the planet Venus. And they have us this playground on Venus. It mimics heaven. Because a lot of people come to me and say, oh, I had a near-death experience. And I used to read about a lot of them when I was younger because I was always fascinated by the stories people would tell, near-death experiences. And when I found out about Sananda and the deceptions he was playing in the background as Jesus, the Son of God of the churches, I found out this whole charade was going on where they were taking people to this Venus. They had some kind of had this tech. They can yank your soul. They can do all kinds of things to you folks. He was playing Jesus of the Bible. And he would walk up and he would talk to these people that were having near-death experiences and play the role of Jesus, because that's the role he plays. And so I often ask these people, what did he look like? What did he look like? And they would describe Sananda. Because Yahushua ben David doesn't look anything like Sananda. I think people will be surprised by that. He doesn't look like that. He doesn't look like Sananda. Sananda is a very tall, effeminate being because all these beings are tall grays. And what they do is they manufacture human bodies. And they're coming to Earth to mimic themselves as angelic beings. The New Agers call them ascended masters. You know, ascension's going up. I'm thinking, if they're coming down, then why are they calling themselves ascended masters? Because they're descending. They're not ascending. I don't know, right? Go figure. Because they teach people that we can evolve into the fifth dimension. And I have a whole article on fifth dimension lies of the fifth dimension. You're not going into any dimension unless you're dead. Because flesh bodies can't inhabit the fifth dimension. They can't inhabit the third dimension, or the fourth dimension. They can't inhabit any dimension but the third dimension. So the only way you're going to ascend into the fifth dimension, New Agers, is if you're dead. And of course they want to kill you. That's their plan. You know, eventually there's going to be contact on Earth with UFOs, and they're going to come with their UFOs and tell people, you know, they'll give them rides, take them off the Earth, whatever. You're going to become food. Food in their freezers. So no surprise that when you start doing research on this great white brotherhood that has such a stronghold on Earth, because this is how they control Earth through the secret societies. All of the secret societies from Eastern Star to the Freemasons, all these little variations of masonry, they're all connected to the Great White Brotherhood. And the Great White Brotherhood claims to have originated from Venus. And no surprise that the branches of the Great White Brotherhood were founded by spiritual adepts associated with the serpent, which is Satan, another name for Satan, for Lucifer. Another name for the Great White Brotherhood is the Serpent Cult. Now, this has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with being a white person. It's about the white, the fake white light that surrounds what we call illumination. That white glow, that white light. Now, you and I both may use tech. They use technology for that white light because they don't naturally have white light because they're dead beings. And so they have this technology that they can produce a fake aura of light around them. The Illuminati likes to call it illumination. It's all fake. It's all fake. Because none of them have any light. It's all technology. So everybody's tied into this fake cult. People want to know where I get the New Age alien agenda. It's because of this. This is the regime that's coming in now. It's going to replace the New World Order and become the last and final regime on Earth. The Lord stood me up to alert and warn people about this, and I've been doing so since 2001, 2002, 2003. The New Age Alien Agenda. I know a lot of people can't stomach New Age speak. You just kind of get through it. That's why I can't be in it every single day. It's just blah, 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 blah. They're light workers, which is a mimic of spirit-filled Christians. Everything they do is a mimicry of something of God's. If you look at it, because that's all Lucifer knew. You know, he was an angel in heaven for thousands, millions of years. His name was Haliel. So a lot of things on earth will mimic heaven. People think in heaven you just sit on clouds and play harps. That's not the way it works. He mimics everything God has. Like councils, governments, nations, the United Nations, everything is similar to the way things are run in heaven, because in heaven there's very many different types of angels. They're separated on different planets by interests. There's a council in heaven, and that's what they mimic the UN after, where they have ambassadors of all the different angelic great nations and planets, the council, all the different angels coming together. I mean, it's all very similar. I bring this up because there's so many who hate us and who are after us and who want to destroy us. And you should know who your enemies are, folks. If you've never read about it, Rebecca M. Brown, I think her name is, M.D., Rebecca Brown, and she wrote, "He Came to Set the Captives Free." It was one of the first books I ever read when I started to wake up, get out of the churches, step out of the box, start learning things as the Lord was leading. That's one of the first books I ever read. And it's about this witch named Elaine. And she's a part of the Great White Brotherhood. And Rebecca gets her out of this cult in Indiana. She was the highest ranking witch in America, in the country. She was a bride to Satan. She was married to him. She consummated her marriage to Lucifer in the Hotel California. Want to know what that song was about? Hotel California by the Eagles. That's a hotel that actually exists on the West Coast. The West Coast has the West Coast branch of the Great White Brotherhood. The East Coast is headquartered in Indiana. And I remember reading in that book, Elaine talking about the state police and stuff in Indiana. And I'm going to talk about that more later, because I haven't read the book in ages, so I had to buy it again. I'm waiting for it to come in, because I want to remember the things she said, because a lot of those things would make more sense to me now, especially any kind of details she gives about Indiana, per se. Because let's not forget who was the governor of Indiana before they became vice president, and now he's involved with trying to take down President Trump. in a huge coup against President Trump. People want to think Mike Pence is a Christian. Go stick your head back in the sand. He was the leader of the Great White Brotherhood. You don't become governor in Indiana with the most powerful cult in the world unless you're one of them. Tory Smith was killed for exposing Mike Pence and his child trafficking operations in Indiana. I have a video about that. And Mike Pence was furious. Furious about that video. He thought if he killed Tory Smith, and noticed Tory's death came right before he was announced he would be vice president, they had Tory Smith killed to silence him, to shut him up, because he was revealing a lot of things about Mike Pence and Attorney General Greg Zeller. Because he was right, you know, in Indiana. Claimed he had been raped by many of them himself. He was a small child growing up in Indiana. Had to run up elbows with all these people. Had been raped several times, even as an adult. His entire life was just one of suffering and harm. His religious views are much different than ours. They're very New Age. But that doesn't mean what he says isn't the truth of the evidence he reveals about the child trafficking and things that are going on. I know Christians will listen for 2 seconds. Oh, he's not a Christian. And then stop listening. You know, it's like, well, don't throw the baby out the bathwater. Listen to what the man has to say. He never had a chance to hear the message of the Lord, to hear the gospel, considering what he grew up in. He was one of these MyLab kids. And there's a huge MyLab underneath the Indianapolis airport. And there's a lot of places in Indiana I've been targeting, even to get at Orgonet. I know that there's a huge alien base. It's like 33 miles underneath the surface. I talked about it on my show before. Maybe I gave more details then of where it is because I can't remember right now. But there's 33 miles down. And because I know a person who went there, he was telling me about it. There's actually an entrance to it. There's several entrances. One of them is right off one of the highways in Indiana. One of the bridges, those concrete barriers, there's actually a door on the backside of one of those barriers that they can take down to that base. But you go down 33 miles down into the space and it opens up and there's like, it's like a huge parking lot of UFOs. There's like thousands of UFOs. And that's the only part of the base he told me about. But I remember when he said when they came back up, they came up in an alley in a shopping center, in a plaza. And I think on my show when I mentioned this, I know it was a drugstore. I think there was a listener of mine in Indiana who recognized where this place was, this alley I was talking about. Wow, this was a long time ago. Because I haven't talked about the Great White Brotherhood. Tory never mentioned them by name, but I will. You know, when they killed Tory, I told the father, let me pick up where he left off. And the father's like, you couldn't handle it, you know. And, you know, it is hard. It is hard. I don't know how Tory did it. He only did it for about 10 months before he was killed. But when you start to see what our government's involved in it and what they do to children, it's just so horrific. You know, the father would give me visions of what goes on in what we call my labs, military laboratories. They're actually underground bases where they traffic children in and then they rape and kill them. And I've seen a couple of different ones, and I'll tell you this, it's something you never forget. it eats at you. And so he's right, I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. But what I can do is expose the monsters involved. Monsters like Mike Pence and Paul Ryan and the people who hate Donald Trump and would oust him from power. They're surrounding Trump like creatures in a swamp. And they want to take him out of power. So I have sent armies of angels to D.C. to surround and protect Trump. I had to do so when he was inaugurated. They had bombs planted in the White House. They wanted to blow him up. That's why Michelle Obama was so mad. Because when he was being sworn in, you look over and you see the White House from where they're being sworn in, it was supposed to blow up. Well, it didn't. They didn't think they'd actually have to go through Inauguration Day with the Trumps. The White House would be blown up. Maybe they thought it was supposed to happen earlier when he was having tea with the Obamas. Because we know they're clones anyway. Obama has 12 clones. They've been trying to destroy Trump since the day he stepped foot in D.C. I think that's why Melania was probably hesitant to want to go there and take her son there, because they were in so much danger. And it's still very much real around him when you've got snakes like Pence in your back pocket. He didn't want Pence as vice president. It was forced on him. Paul Ryan and Mike Pence were planning to go on the ticket together. Maybe even form a coup and oust Trump and run on the ticket together. That was their plan. But Trump did the unexpected. Trump got America's attention. They never thought he would. They thought for sure that it was going to be in the bag for Hillary Clinton. What they didn't count on was the truth movement and the power of the internet, because everybody had stopped watching their stupid fake lies in media. They kept pushing the polls that Hillary was leading, and nobody believed it but them. The 15% who voted for Hillary, actually it was only 10% that voted for her, because the other 5% were split amongst the other people on the write-in tickets and the other parties. They actually thought Hillary would win. And so when Trump won, it stumped them all. I'm not going to blow smoke up Trump's butt. Someone who flashes the 666 sign every chance he gets. But he's not one of them. He's not a member of the Great White Brotherhood. Not like Pence. That was his life. Especially as governor of Indiana. That's why he was awarded the vice presidency position. Paul Ryan, he earned his stripes. Oh, he had the Pope's approval himself to be appointed Speaker of the House. You have to be really evil to have the Pope's approval, don't you think? The most evil freak on the planet himself, the Pope. I wrote in my book, Interview with the Devil, what they do with the Vatican. Y'all need to wake up. You've been had by the religious systems of America. By religion itself. Build a relationship with the living word. The Father himself. The whole point of Yahushua's death on the cross and his resurrection was that he became a mediator. He became a bridge between God and man, so that we could go to the Father direct in his name. We pray to the Father in Yahushua's name. Now, if you say Jesus, the Father honors that because he knows your heart. Don't you think with the fake Jesus coming, it's a little important now to start calling the real Son of God by his real name. So there's no doubt who you're talking about. People negate the entire aspect of the relationship building part. Yeshua, the Son of God, became a mediator between God and man, building a bridge between God and man so that you could go to the Father direct and build a relationship with him. With him. Build a relationship with the Father, folks. I'm going to be spending the next couple of weeks probably more and more with what I can on the Great White Brotherhood because, you know, I still need a lot of info on it. And seeing that a lot of my contacts over the years are now dead, I need new ones. Maybe Elaine will get a hold of me. I know where she lives, the former witch. You know, it's just so transparent and obvious because when I'm online and you look at these women who are running ministries online and resistances and they call themselves Christians and they're outright witches. Outright witches. Remember I talked about Elizabeth Nicomia? She's been after me since day one when I started my ministry on the internet. That's a long time ago. I was like, who is this woman? I didn't even know who she was. And I found out she was a witch from the Great White Brotherhood. Oh. I didn't know a thing about witches. Her first marriage, her and her husband, they were involved with the Great White Brotherhood. She divorced him. She met up with her second husband. I don't know if that was ever officially married, but she called herself, they called themselves married. She was with him for 14 years. She runs mightywind.com. That Sherry, Elizabeth, Nicomia, Elijah. Another breakaway, because remember I told you that when witches want to infiltrate Christian groups, the way they code each other is you take on the name of a religious person or a name from the Bible. And she took on Elizabeth, because none of that's her real name. Elizabeth was John the Baptist's mother. It was Mary's sister. Remember her, Elizabeth? And she takes on the Elijah thing. She's a witch. Very powerful witch. I've heard that from super soldiers who can remote view, super soldiers who are witches that know other witches, the same super soldiers that were friends with Barb Rogers. Don't tell me all this isn't a psyop, folks. I know it is. It's a psyop against me. Very planned meticulously. And the top of it goes straight to the Great White Brotherhood. Steve wasn't cold in his grave, and Elizabeth Nicomia was coming out of her grave to come against me. Who is she? A witch. Her husband, that was with her for 12, 14 years, who left her, was it 1 or 2 years ago? The first thing he did when he got back to the States was he sent me an email, and he apologized. Paul Nicomia sent me an email and apologized. Said it was never him coming against me. I said, Paul, you sent me all these emails calling me an alien, calling me this, calling me that. He said it was never him. He didn't even know that she was using his email address to attack me in those ways. But he knew they hated me. He knew they were spreading lies. And he told me that the reason he left her, they'd been married 10 to 14 years, I can't remember how long it was, she would sit in her room all day long on Xbox, on online gaming sites, claiming her back was hurt, clean up only long enough to spit out a few false prophecies, make a video to make sure the donations kept coming in, keep the facade going, the game going. And then she'd go back online and with her online gaming. And she met a man in one of these online gaming sites, and I don't know what his name is, but she moved him out to Ireland where she's been hiding for the last umpteen years. He took on the name Ezra, and now he is co-running the Almighty Wind Ministries with her. Yeah, somebody she met in an online gaming site. Her whole ministry is a farce. It's not a ministry. It's nothing but a scam on Christians. And some of these other people coming out of nowhere, since this whole circus started with Steve's death, friends of hers, friends of Barb's. They're all connected, folks. Barb was a friend of Elizabeth Nicomia's. You'd be amazed at who all Barb was friends with. Everybody I said was dangerous and witches and Satanists and vampires. And she's friends with them. She was friends with them. Even when she tried to clean out a lot of people out of her Facebook profiles, we'd gone through them before she got to clean them out. She's connected in. You wonder why I was warning Steve? I have a lot of reasons why I was warning Steve. I like how these websites take bits and pieces and put articles together to paint it whatever way they want to. And that's what they're going to do. Because nobody has the whole story yet. I wouldn't have the time to sit down and do a 15-minute with somebody and tell them the whole story. The whole story would take a lot longer than that. Because this goes so much further back. My enemies are deep and they're high up. Remember, when Obama was president and George Bush Jr. was president, I was the number two on the death list. So they want to put this in the news and keep it there. That's fine. I'm going to come out swinging. I'm going to expose it all. Call me a cult. From her standpoint, her being in the witches and being a part of the Brotherhood, I don't know. She's indirectly involved because she's a witch. So, and she's MK Ultra. She's saying she's bipolar to hide the fact that she's multi-personality disorder. It'll all come out. They want to take this to trial. It's going to come out. They're messing with the wrong person. I'm not afraid of any of them. They've been trying to kill me for so long. What else can they do? The Lord protects me. I'm not afraid of people. I'm not afraid of humans. I'm not afraid of anybody because I have the Most High God. I'm His daughter. They want to fight, I'm ready to fight. All right, folks, my show is over. So I need your support. I may need to hire a legal team eventually. I definitely need support, folks. Right now, I couldn't even pay to talk to a lawyer on a phone. You can go to SherryShriner.com. Hit the donate page. Because I talk to God free every day, but you can't talk to lawyers for free. Just to fight scumbags. Like the Great White Brotherhood. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Wednesday at noon. Till then, everybody. Yah bless.